Today we're reading from the Psalm 138, a Psalm of David. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The final psalms of the Psalter are psalms of worship. They are psalms full and overbrimming with praise unto God and with arguments why we must, as God's creatures, bring praise to him, magnify him, glorify him, worship him. The Shorter Catechism of the Westminster Standards teaches man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And if we are not glorifying God, we are not fulfilling our destiny. We are not engaging in our purpose. And if we are not engaging in our purpose, we will be empty and dissatisfied. And the reason why there is such emptiness around, despite the materialism, the prosperity that we enjoy, there is such emptiness, and there is such a moral void in our society, is because man does not think of God, and man does not worship God, and man does not serve God. So we need to get back to basics. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We have not come into being because of evolution or random acts of chance. We are here because God has made us. And we should recognize that. The Psalm 138 begins a series of 8 psalms, all of which are written by David. These are 8 worship psalms written by David. These are the final psalms in the Psalter that are ascribed to David. And David was the most prolific writer of the psalms. He was not the only writer, but he wrote more psalms than anyone else. And these are psalms full of praise. David begins here in the Psalm 138, I will praise thee with my whole heart. His whole heart is engaged in the matter, and for worship to be worship and for praise to be praise, it must come from our hearts. We are often so guilty of formal religion, mumbling prayers, singing hymns without any real feeling or fervor, and our hearts are not in the matter. What we are in our hearts and in our souls is what we truly are. We need to stop, meditate, think about God, think about who he is, consider our frailty, our futility, our nothingness, and the love of God, the wonder of God, the great God of creation who stoops down so far to pick up so little. And we need to come and reflect upon this and praise God with our whole heart. There are some interesting words and phrases in this psalm. One of them is found in the verse 2, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God has exalted his word above his name. What does that mean? Is God's word more important than God? This is what I believe it means. God's word is as important as God. If we are to know God, we must get into the word. In the Bible, God is literally, absolutely speaking. What we know of God, everything we know of God is found in the Word. Therefore, when we read the Bible, God is speaking to our hearts. We need to magnify the Word of God. If we are to know God, it can only be through the Bible. And we need to come to the Bible, read it, learn it, become familiar with its doctrines, because in so doing, we know him. Another interesting phrase is found in the verse 3. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. when we cry unto God, He strengthens us. He puts strength right down into our hearts. And this is where we need to be strong. We need to be strong in our souls. The people that are strong in this world are spiritually strong. Spiritually strong people are morally strong people. They are resolute. They can make good decisions. They have firm convictions. Well, we need this. And we need to pray that God would strengthen us in our hearts and our souls. Also in this psalm, David says, "All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth." And here, David is taking us to a future day, a day that hasn't yet come. All the kings of the earth praising the Lord, hearing the words of the Lord. Oh, we live in days when governments are rebellious, when governments are pursuing this liberal agenda. Nowadays, political parties talk about being progressive. The progressive political party pursues a liberal agenda that's absolutely opposed to the Word of God. That's not progression. That's regression. That's engaging in sin. That's legalizing acts of profanity. This is what progressive politics means today. It's rebellion against the Word of God. But there will come a day when all the kings of the earth will praise the Lord and will listen to the Lord. And we're praying for that day. And we pray that God will hasten that day. But until that day comes, we need to be faithful to what God says and how God speaks. In the verse 7, the psalmist says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me." I love that. We sometimes walk through the midst of trouble. We go through the fire. And we go through the flood. And we experience hardship and we experience difficulty. But in those times, the Lord draws near to revive us. Like the Hebrew children who were thrown into the fiery furnace in the days of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into a fire that was intensified so that they would be burnt to a cinder, and yet they were spared because the Son of God walked in the midst of the flames with them. The Lord is with His people at all times. Oh, we can praise the Lord. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And finally, David says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me." The Lord knows our weaknesses. He knows our frailties. Whatever your difficulties are today, personal problems, here's a promise. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth you. Yes, you. How gracious He is. How kind He is. How tender the Lord is towards us. This is a psalm that calls us to praise God. But if we are to truly praise God and know this living experience of having God in our lives, then we need to be Christians. We need to rise to the cross, to that place where Jesus died that we might have life, and we need to give Him our everything. Have you given Him your life today? Have you surrendered yourself to Him? Have you laid your life down at the foot of the cross and said, "Lord, save me. I thank you so much for listening."